This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right now, here's what's trending.
NCAA Championship March Madness came to an end last night with the Gators taking a bite out of 65-63 final score. Florida, Walter Clayton Jr. rallied to pull out a victory over Houston. That was the NCAA title game thriller. And Florida came from behind. Clayton finished with 11 points all in the second half. What he'll remember and be remembered for most was getting Houston's Emmanuel Sharpe to stop in the middle of his motion as he tried to go up for the game-winning three in the final seconds. Wild game. Youngest coach to win in 40 years for the NCAA championship game.
Wow.
Over in Oregon, private plane slid off a runway. The video is wild, Jane. You see this private jet. Looks like one of those rented jets or whatever. I believe there were four passengers on board, plus the pilot. Five people hospitalized after the video shows the plane landing. It's 6 in the morning. It's still kind of dark. Plane lands and just goes down the runway as it usually does and then just disappears into the water. And you don't really know why. Anyhow, skidded off a runway at an Oregon airport, crashed into the water. This happened yesterday morning. This private jet sped off the tarmac at Southwest Oregon Regional Airport in North Bend at around 6:12 a.m., ending up in about, in the water, about 100 feet from shore. All four passengers and a crew member were rescued, rushed to an area hospital. They have survived. Their condition now not known. Mega Millions getting changes. Remember, it used to be dollar in a dream? Not so much. It's going to be $5 for your ticket. Multi-state lottery jumping to 5 tickets. I think it was 2 before. The price for playing Mega Millions more than doubling for drawing starting today. Lottery officials are betting that the bigger jackpots will get people's attention. You know, I don't play till we get up to $500 million, right? Because what's the point?
Better put that than in the stock market right now.
Chances are about the same, I think. I see a lot of cheap buying opportunities is what I see.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
trying to figure out which company's going to survive this.
Exactly. But Mega Millions, the price going up. Jackpots should grow faster, and they're also changing the payouts. And so, I don't know. They're saying the odds are better still. It's a few numbers that have to match. I don't see how the odds get any better scientifically or mathematically, but they say it will help. We'll wait and see what happens with Mega Millions. Madonna, happy to report that she and Elton John have, as she put it, buried the hatchet. Apparently, this beef has gone on since, like, 2003. It's a two-decade beef. In a photo posted to her Insta on Monday, Madonna saying that the Rocket Man, they were together, so Material Girl and Rocket Man, both are little titles. She said, "We buried the hatchet." Madonna revealed that seeing one of Elton John's shows when she was in high school changed the course of her life. His concert way back when she was in high school sort of led her down the path where she became Madonna, helping her realize that she wanted to become a pop sensation. So when John publicly criticized her, she was wounded. She's like, here's my musical hero tearing me apart publicly. Anyhow, I guess it had a lot of impact. They went, they had a word. He showed up at SNL to perform. She gets backstage because she's Madonna. She walks up to him and he says, "I am so sorry.
Aww.
I apologize."
See,
the
he feud said it's
escalated.
Sorry. Yeah.
So she had done some songs that he did not like, specifically Madonna's Die Another Day, which he called the worst Bond tune ever. You know,
Ooh.
And he said, well, the song actually doesn't have a tune. And he went on and on and on. So he complained that she lip synced most of her show and just kept saying nasty things. So, they buried the hatchet. So that, you know what? Even after 2 decades of feuding, you can still get past it, move along, and they seem like best of friends. And I don't know. I smell a collabo coming up is all I'm saying.
Could be.
And that might be fun. 6:25 is the time. You're waking up with KISS 98.5.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.